The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Ooh, when you hear the message that one of our listeners got from her ex, you are going to think the audacity of this man to ask an ex-girlfriend for the... It made me mad.
The messages we got after,
though. Oh my gosh! Social media is going crazy over this because everyone seems to have an ex who reaches out way later and wants money.
The funny thing I thought was that we got more messages than people actually posting.
Oh, they don't want to do that because they don't want their new love to see that.
Well, there's a lot of like what homies say is capping, right? There's a lot of people lying about how to handle their ex and whatnot like that. So
you think that's why we got the messages? Yeah, I thought it was more what Dana said. They didn't want to see their current to see that they're talking about their ex.
They don't want their new to see what the old was about.
That's right. Actually, that's more right.
Yeah, that's more right. Okay, so take a listen to today's episode and think about your ex. Have they ever come back and asked you for something? This one gets wild today. I had a very productive day yesterday after we wrapped up the show. Let me tell you how I spent my time. But first, good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. What's good, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
She's calling shopping productive. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
After I spent all of our money for Cyber Monday, I spent my time blocking all of the spam text messages that I got to receive the discounts that I used for Cyber Monday. See, when you sign up for text messages, you get 10, 20,
this
sometimes...
This is next level shopping,
sometimes
y'all.
20% off of things on top of what Cyber Monday was, but then they spam you with all these text messages. All you have to do is reply, stop.
Kind of like you're cleaning out your digital closet.
That's
like
all
what
I
you
did.
Good job, Dana.
I cleaned out my digital closet.
What was your biggest come up?
Do you know what, DJ Mac? I'll be honest with you. There was so much money spent yesterday, I don't even want to tell you. Do you want to know how much we
What'd
saved?
What'd you get
me? Shoes.
Oh, that was easy, dude.
Oh, you liked that, didn't you? He's turning red. He's like, I like that. What kind of shoes? I'm going to surprise you, okay?
All right.
And to be honest, they were already in your cart.
I know what you got me. Yeah, I know what you got me. All right, cool.
All right, so now you can cancel all of these digital spam text messages and you can re-sign up and receive your percentage off.
Okay, enough with the next level shopping.
Okay. Yeah, dude. National Day, Anthony.
Who's on that Bezos payroll? We got National Personal Space Day. Personal space. So, you know, hey, we just spent the weekend really close to each other. Back it up
There's
a little bit.
There's that new COVID variant. Stay away, man. Stay away.
We also got National Moose Day.
Ooh. Moose? Make the sound a moose makes.
No. This is like moose, like the chocolate kind.
Even better.
And for those who don't know, moose is French for the word foam.
Hey, now you can tell the ladies that you speak French.
We'll wrap it up on National Day of Giving, which is every Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Oh. And this is encouraging you to maybe donate your time, donate to somebody in need, or just help a friend who may need it.
Maybe Dana could donate some money instead of spending it all.
Think about it. Well, to be honest, I bought some things to give away. We are doing some significant donations this holiday season. But Anthony said it best. A lot of people don't have a lot of money, right? Everybody's hurting a little bit. Your time is the most valuable thing you can give. If you can donate your time at a senior citizen home, which, trust me, they'll love you for it. If you can donate your time with CASA or foster children, or even at the Boys and Girls Clubs, wherever you live, trust me, it will be better than even giving money. Time is the most valuable thing you possess.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you ever had an ex reach out to you and ask you for something?
Oh.
And when they've supposedly already moved on, they have someone new in their life, but they just can't seem to stop hitting you up.
Tis the season.
Oh. Well, one of our good friends, our familia, and I'm going to throw this up on our social media. She hit me up. Her name, I'm going to call her Britt.
Okay,
that's it. She says, Dana, my ex reached out to me on Instagram and asked me if I could put cable in my name for him and his girlfriend.
What? Nice, my man.
And then blocked me because I said, F no. What? What's wrong with you, sir?
That's like taking like the Netflix like subscription account, like logging in with their email. It's like the next level.
To the next level. You asked for cable, maybe the Netflix password, but cable?
The part that I got was he and his new girlfriend.
Yes!
Yeah.
She must not have the good credit.
Mm.
I think that sometimes an ex will do these things because maybe you were in the type of relationship that you got taken advantage of. But
obviously,
see, you're not in said relationship this anymore. You're not going to allow yourself to be taken advantage of anymore.
This is what happens when you try to be friends with the ex. They feel like they can cross that boundary with you a little bit. Hey, you can, I'm gonna ask a friend for this money. I'll ask a friend for this. And that's the problem being friends with your exes, dog. I've never even had this situation.
What? How have you avoided it?
I'm not friends with my ex, especially if they're in a new relationship. What I gotta talk to you?
What do you mean you're not friends? You talk to your exes occasionally?
I mean, occasionally, but I talk to my friends just about every week. We're not friends like that at all. Oh. And I feel like that's the ultimate sign of disrespect, too.
How do you feel about this? Okay, so sometimes I'll have exes, I don't know why, but they feel like they can call me and ask me for basically emotional support. That they're like, especially during the holiday, they'd be like, well, my new boyfriend, this, my new... And I'm like, am I a psychologist? Am I a psychiatrist?
Isn't that what you went to school for?
It is, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm not a counselor. And I don't understand why they feel like I'm that guy to answer the question.
I'll tell you why, DJ Automatic, as my husband. You're a very understanding man. And you listen.
Well, they lost out on that understanding when
they
broke up.
Oh, they sure did. But you're the kind of person that takes in information and you're not judgmental. And that's difficult. A lot of men are judgmental. Whatever happened in said past relationship, you're good to that person, even if they weren't necessarily good to you. And that's hard to find, especially in men.
Yeah.
And they realize that now.
And, it's even tough, too, if you have a trait or a skill set. Like, if you're a nurse and I come to you as an ex and I'm like, hey, something happened with my family member. I need some advice on something. I think that's understandable, too. But if you're just asking me to put up money for you and your new boo.
Oh, like our friend Mike?
Yeah.
Oh. What about our friend Mike?
Well, his name isn't Mike, but we're going to call him Mike.
What happened to Mike?
Mike's ex is probably listening right now. His girl is moving, and so she asked him for $3,500 to move. And Mike has been known to be a very nice guy and going above and beyond for this ex. He finally said no, and she's mad.
Thank God.
And then she asked Mike to come to town where she's moving to with her new man to do some work for her. And he said no as well.
Whoa,
so,
yeah.
But the thing is that Mike had been saying yes. And so she thought she could keep asking and taking advantage of Mike, but... Mike got some advice from us, just like I'm going to give you advice. The ex is an ex for a reason. Sometimes we can make these things up in our head when we think about a past relationship. You think about only the good and you block out the bad. There's a reason he or she is an ex. Keep it that way. Arms distance. You need to cut it. Yes, there you go. All right, so those are today's... I guess bits of advice.
Damn,
from us.
$3,500.
He thought about it.
My all exes of mine know I'm too broke. They like, nah, he ain't got no money, dog. He ain't got that kind of money. Damn, dog.
All right, so you got some thoughts on this one? Tap into the phone line. Back with more of the show, Less Than Five.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How do you expect your relationship to work when 43% of you are cheating?
Oh.
Yeah, there's a new study out. I'm going to share it with you right now in case you missed it. The things these couples are doing could ruin their relationships. I hope you're not doing it. I'll go last. DJ Automatic, you go first.
Listen to this headline. Robot company wants to buy your face.
What? Is that TikTok or not?
They already got it for free.
Yeah, I know. So you can make $200,000 by just loaning your face to a robot. The robot manufacturer Promobot, which makes humanoid robots, is offering $200,000 to a volunteer with a kind and friendly face. Your face will be used as a robot assistant.
I was just going to say, this is not one of those sexy time robot things, right?
No. So, yeah, but here's the catch. They get to use your face forever.
Forever?
Yeah, these robots are going to be introduced to hotels, shopping malls, and airports in 2023. Promobot says they're open to faces of any gender and of any age, and the only thing they say is you can't have RBF.
Well, that's not me, but that's definitely you, DJ.
I'm not made for the Promobot life.
I could be the face of a robot forever, so I can go on vacation somewhere and be greeted by myself.
Yes.
Dude, I love myself, so I'm going to apply for this.
$200,000? Everybody's like, I'm in. Where do I sign up? All right.
I got a question, y'all. Do you feel like you're overfeeding your dog? Anybody?
All the time.
We had a friend come to our house, and literally, Jesus tells DJ Automatic, man, that white one, she kind of big, thick.
She said she was thick, and we're working on that.
Well, in case you missed it, a new study says that only feeding your dog one meal a day will help them be less prone to developing age-related conditions. So
we just started doing that.
We just went down to once a day because she's thick.
And I've heard Dana talk about our ancestors before, but this actually goes back to the research showing that because of dogs, like their relation to wolves and stuff like that, they only ate once a day when they were hunting.
They were hunters.
Yeah.
And so were humans. Think about this. We're hunter-gatherers. When in the world do you think that Cro-Magnon man got fed 5 meals a day. It never happened.
He wasn't pulling up to Mickey D.
Heck no, he wasn't. So it makes perfect sense. Okay, so in case you missed it, 43% of Americans admit that they are cheating or have cheated financially on their partner.
I knew there was going to be a catch.
There's not a catch
There's
here.
There's no way half of the world is going to admit to cheating.
Financial cheating.
The National Endowment for Financial Education just conducted a poll of 50,000 adults. Almost half of us are cheating. 21% have lied about their earnings.
Oh.
So they tell their partner they make less money than they do. 39% hid a purchase, hid a bank account, a bill or cash from their partner. I know you hide cash.
You are the financial cheater in this family. You are like, we get packages that I'm like, where did this come from?
But I'm not hiding them. I used to hide them, but I don't anymore. And 43% say they've committed some type of financial deception early in the relationship, midway through the relationship.
What kind of financial deception have you done to me?
None. So I used to hide the packages. And then I thought, you know what? I'm a grown woman. Why am I hiding the packages? Now I just open them. Some days, and I get excited.
She literally goes, it's Christmas!
It's Christmas! Oh. Once a week. But I even get excited about the packages that come of like my Downy Unstoppables and things like that. I was like, what'd you get? And I'm like, laundry soap. As long as I get to open it, I feel good.
I've definitely fibbed about my dispensary habits.
Oh, sure, dog. For sure.
Automatic doesn't fib about that because...
Because it comes on the same bake statement. I can't lie.
No, it's because of the way you come out of the garage. Oh. I know, immediately.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Kanye West setting a record with Ford, a truck. I'll explain this. And of course, I got more stories now. Top of the Daily Dirt is the best gossip. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Man, homie of the show, Rotimi, actor, musician, everything he does, man, he's great. We also got Trill Sammy celebrating his birthday. We also have Steve Aoki, Chrissy Teigen, and Ben Stiller.
Okay, so let's start our Daily Dirt with Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck volunteering and hosting a food drive for Rise Against Hunger. They're teaching their children, right? They took all their kiddos with them and spent 4 hours packing up food. Some of these big bags weigh 30, 40, 50 pounds. J-Lo did it all in heels. And I realized, you know, photo op or not, I hope it encourages people to give their time this holiday season.
Do you think that's the most manual labor they've done in the past year?
Oh, man.
Definitely. All right, now let's talk about Lil Baby and Saweetie. Rumored to be dating. She throws a picture up, you know, on her Instagram story, and it looks like she's sitting on his lap. His face is covered, but he's wearing these black cargo pants that Lil Baby later. He also posted a photo of himself with the same kind of pants on. He's little.
No.
She looks so... I mean, she should have put him on her lap.
Did you hear that he spent $100,000 on her at Chanel?
He bought her one purse, huh?
Do you hear what they call him in the bedroom?
What?
Little baby arm. Oh. 8 inches, my type. Sweetie has a type there.
Well, Quavo's responding. He wrote under his post, ain't tripping, we can swap it out.
Nice.
I guess that's the way he handles things. All right, and now let's talk about Kanye West auctioning off all his vehicles in Wyoming. Obviously, he sold his big ranch. He kept the little one there. 7 cars sold for $434,780.
Every used car salesman in the world is pissed off that he got that much for Fords.
But his Ford Raptor, the personal one, remember the one when after everything happened when he had his mental breakdown and Kim pulled up to Wyoming and she was in the truck with him crying? That one sold for $86,900, including a 10% buyer's premium. That's a record. No Ford Raptor has ever even come close to selling for that amount of money.
No used one. They're about that much brand
new.
Yeah,
yeah, but used, and it's tricked out. It got a little Kanye,
dude,
like, you know.
He should open up like a used car lot called the Old Kanye's. The Old Kanye's.
Bro.
Everybody will be lined up for those.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
When you eat Cheetos, do you lick your fingers?
Ooh, of course.
Well, you can make money with that stuff. It's called Cheetle. And I'll tell you how right now inside Food News. It's time for Hottest Hashtags. On your Tuesday, the Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. The Christmas Baby.
Okay, so a lot of people talking about this new strain of COVID-19. It's called Omicron. Dr.
Sounds
Angela-
like a Transformer.
It kind of does, right? Transformed. It did. It really did. So Dr. Angelique Coetzee was the first person in South Africa to realize that these patients were coming in with something, I guess, different symptoms. They were having headaches and body aches instead of losing their smell, high fevers. And she said, okay, what's going on here? Found out the Omicron is a new strain. Well, yesterday they had a press conference and scientists advising the South African government said Omicron is more transmissible, but symptoms are mild.
Okay, oh, there we go.
So it's that's easier to spread, thing. But you don't get as sick.
You don't get as sick. At least for now, that's what we know. But I know folks are freaking out. We can't afford to shut the government down. We can't afford to shut the countries down. We can't afford to do all these things again.
Even more encouragement to get your booster.
Yes.
Yes, get your booster.
So she said, you don't even have to deal with it.
Well, she said that she had one patient who was vaccinated, 66 years old, with the most mild symptoms of all. Oh. So, yeah, we do encourage you. Please get vaccinated. And then finally, in food news, the street artist known as Lefty Out There will present 8 new pieces of art created with Cheeto.
Oh.
That's the stuff that when you're eating Cheetos.
Nobody wants that.
Well, Cheeto dust is highly, I mean, I guess people love it.
This
you know,
is
I
taking
my fingers.
Finger painting to a whole new level
you,
here.
Yatta Basil, the art of Cheeto. Will premiere along with LL Cool J's Rock the Bells. I guess they're presenting it. What's Rock the Bells, DJ?
I don't know, but let me just tell you, I'm extremely grossed out because of all the lip licking LL Cool J does. And then the
Cheeto?
Dang, you wouldn't pay good money to see LL Cool J lick some hot Cheetos off his finger?
No. I would. Come on, man.
Well, December 4th, you can buy this artwork. And it's going to cost a lot of money. Probably more money than we can afford.
Save your money.
Well, apparently, LL Cool J has got a new career. Anthony is going to help him.
LL Cool J and Chester Cheeto.
Jeez.
Man, kicking out a little joint album. I'm here for that, dude. Let's do it.
National Day, Anthony.
We'll kick it off with National Stay Home Because You're Well Day. How about that? Get a break from your family. Get some alone time. This day is celebrating.
Get a break from your family.
For real, dude. We spent the whole
we
weekend.
We just had enough family
yeah,
time.
Dude, you need some alone time.
I can use a break.
I'm more tired today than I've been in a long time
don't
because
be afraid
of that
to hug
family.
Yourself, all right? And we also got National Moose Day. Ooh.
Moose like honk.
Nope.
No. A moose does not make a honk.
Yes, it does.
That was.
They
this
do.
This is actually moose, like the chocolate moose. All right, and
they make a honk sound. You didn't know that, like honk. They do. Swear. And,
well, all right. For those who don't know, moose is French for the word foam. All right.
Well, now you can tell the ladies you speak French.
Hey, oui. And we'll wrap it up on National Giving Tuesday, which is every Tuesday after Cyber Monday and the Tuesday following Thanksgiving.
All right,
so whatever
so,
money
yeah.
you have left over, you give it away.
Well, yes. You don't necessarily have to give money. People are hurting right now. You know, we're talking about inflation. It was hard enough for folks to put
trust
food
me,
on their table.
Money is the best thing you can give them.
No, time is the best thing you can give somebody.
And effort.
Time and effort. When you give somebody your time and you inspire them, you could change their life.
Time and effort ain't going to buy me food.
That's right. Do both if you can.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I'm going to kick off today's WTF stories, DJ Automatic Anthony A. A library book was returned to an Idaho library 110 years past the due date.
What the f***?
How much do you think the late fees were? Take a guess.
$1 million.
Oh, dude.
Nobody reads anymore.
The thought is bending. I thought it was minding like a bind of the book.
We're
going
to move on to the amount that was due, $800. But the library waived the fee.
Yeah, because the book's probably worth more than that now for resale.
It's the New Chronicles of Rebecca, written by Kate Wiggin, published in 1907. Sick. The librarian said whoever had the book took such great care of it. It's a hardcover, and it looks great. 110 years later, a good Samaritan took
it. It was sitting in
book.
Some chest somewhere. Nobody even thought about it. This is what
dang,
happened.
The
dude.
Book cost $1.50 back in the day.
Somebody
could
be like, yo, you age like a fine book.
There you go. You age like a fine book.
Well, here's a story for that book. Did I ever tell you about the homeless man who found a ring worth $4,000?
No, you did not.
Well, obviously he returned it because
returned
we would never
it.
Know.
So there was this dashing lady by the name of Sarah Darling, and she was walking around her day, and she dropped her wedding ring. Turns out it was worth $4,000. She came back the next day when Billy Ray Harris, a homeless man, returned the ring to her, not knowing it was worth $4,000.
Well, either way, though, he returned
what'd
she it.
Give him?
Check this out. She set up a fundraising page for him, and now that's accumulated over $180,000.
Oh, damn.
So Billy was able to get a house, a car, and has a new job.
So think about this. He was only going to get half of $4,000. You ain't never going to get what a ring is worth.
Ooh, talk about
and
it.
It's doing the right thing. Got him a new life.
What the honesty.
The right decision,
well, this
yes.
next lady, she didn't get a ring, but she probably had some ringing going on in her ears after she shot herself in her lady parts.
What?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, not in the whisker biscuit.
So she was doing a special clip for a customer, and while working on this, she was working with a gun, which is always a bad idea.
Well, hold on. What does she do for a living?
She works on a porn platform.
Oh.
Is she a webcam girl?
Yes.
No.
So she accidentally shot herself, you know, there. The woman was airlifted to a hospital and later released. The sheriff's office classified the freak accident as reckless conduct and will not, there's not going to be any criminal charge for shooting herself in the lady parts.
Thank goodness.
But we're pretty sure that she's, you know, not getting workman's comp.
Oh.
Imagine filing for disability.
What happened?
I shot myself in the...
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And it's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic on your November 30th.
And today's birthdays, we got Steve Aoki celebrating. I'm on the pursuit of happiness and I know
everything is shining, always gonna be gold. One of the greatest remixes of all time.
And definitely one of the biggest DJs in the world. Mm-hmm. All right, now we're going to 1982 because on this day, Michael Jackson releases the best-selling album in the world. Thriller. So the album was produced by Quincy Jones for $750,000. I felt like this was really interesting. The album has made over $1 billion. Michael Jackson alone has made over $100 million just in record sales off of Thriller.
And that doesn't count after he passed. His estate has just continued to grow. Now that you've said that, I'm about to download Thriller. It's a great album.
Well, it spent 37 straight weeks at number one, and it literally changed the world by breaking the color barrier on MTV. Before Michael Jackson, there wasn't black people on MTV.
And there weren't a lot of black people played across the dial on radio. It's so insane to me that we're talking about this like it was 100 years ago. And it wasn't.
This is 1982.
This is wild. So now we take for granted so much. Let's remember those who really helped break those barriers for all of us.
All right, today in 1994, Tupac Shakur was shot 5 times and robbed in the lobby of Quad City Studios. Who shot me, but your punks didn't finish. Now
you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Hit him up. That happened in New York, right?
Yeah, in New York City. He was going in for a recording session. Big was upstairs recording.
With Puffy, I remember.
Yes,
yeah.
And this is literally what started the whole East Coast, West Coast battle because Tupac thought that Big had him set up.
Tupac was very paranoid of his fame and his encounters too, and he believed, and also he felt betrayed because his thing with Biggie Smalls is, even if that wasn't you, how could you let that happen in your hood when we're supposed to be homies?
Yeah.
So it's a very controversial
thing.
It's a lot.
And now we're going to 2004 when T.I. drops his third album, Urban Legend. Hey. The album debuted at number 7 on the charts. Bring 'Em Out was his first top 10 single, and this really is the beginning of T.I. becoming the superstar he is.
The change in music, right, that he brought, that he forced, that trap sound, I had loved it for a long time. I'm from the South. I like that real hard hip-hop, but I feel like it was the first time that you heard that on a mainstream platform. I gotta give credit to T.I. for that.
And last, we're going to 2018. Meek Mill drops his fourth studio album, Championship. Me and Drizzy back-to-back is getting scary. If you with my eyes, just don't come near me. The album debuted at number 1 with 229,000 sold first week. The album did go platinum, and this is where Drake and he squashed the beat.
It was such a great moment, and the song is a forever song. It's one of those hip-hop songs that you're going to hear for the rest of your life.
The song went number 1 on Rhythmic, and it went top 5 on the Hot 100.
Music Facts with DJ Automatic, only here on The Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
So you're tired of your ex, but you don't want to block a person because you're a grown-up. So I'm going to tell you the steps you need to take on how to tell your ex to stop texting you. All right, welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A., and my scumpadre, or DJ Automatic. And today we're actually traveling back to our Girl Talk topic.
Yes.
And yo, we did a lot. I heard the story of a man whose ex was reaching out to him of wanted to borrow over $1,000.
$3,500 to be exact.
Okay, I didn't want to say the exact number, but you did automatically.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. $3,500 is a lot of money.
Bro, I can't even think of anybody I'd loan $3,500 to.
I mean, my mom.
Maybe, mom. Maybe. I know what you'd be doing at the casino. I'm just kidding. No, I would definitely loan my mom the money if I had it, all right? But so let's say you're not in that predicament. argument, but you're in a situation where your ex won't stop texting you. Here's the steps you need to take to tell that person kindly and respectfully to leave you alone. Number one, state your reason for contacting me. Let them know off top that you want to know why are we here from the beginning.
I got a new girl. Leave me alone. There it is. How about that?
Okay. Number two, be brief, be kind, and be respectful. Because you don't have to be that rude. You don't have to be that petty.
You know what? It depends on how you exited the relationship. Yeah. Because, I mean, if she did you dirty and she was cheating, then you can definitely hit her back with lose my effing number.
There it is. This one right here. Take the power back and be resolute. Provide endings to the situation. Provide resolutions to the problem.
What's the resolution? I don't get what you're... So find a resolution to her problem?
Yeah, because a lot of times...
But then you're making it your problem. And you're almost in a relationship again. I mean, you might as well be in a relationship if you're over here trying to figure out her problems. Dude.
Set your terms by saying when and how you'll reach out. Remind your ex to only reach out if there's an emergency.
There's nothing that important.
Let us know if you have this issue with your ex contacting you. At Anthony8400, at DJ Automatic, will guide you through that situation.
Every woman out there loves me right now. They're like, you tell them, Otto.
It's wiggin'
Dana Cortez Show loves you. Have a beautiful day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Can we talk about Shot Puss real quick, the WTF lady?
Is that what we're calling her, Shot Puss?
Shot Puss. That's her name. I get it. You're on OnlyFans. You got to do what you got to do to make money. Ladies, men, whatever. Why use a loaded gun?
I don't... I mean,
why not take the bullets out... Dude. Make sure, go outside.
I mean, maybe she felt like it was a little more exciting.
No!
Yeah, I think it was like some hot topic, like 2A stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, bow, chicken, wow, wow.
What do you... I don't
y'all
explain.
Like y'all guns?
You mean 4-H?
Like,
you know,
yeah.
Four, what's 2A?
2A. Second Amendment.
Alcoholics Anonymous.
No, second Amendment stuff.
Oh, my bad. That was really confusing. Yeah.
I thought you said 4-H.
I've been hanging out with all my Donnie T homies. That's the word they use. Yeah,
what did they say?
2A, like Second Amendment. No, like,
oh, I never even heard that expression.
Okay. All right,
you know what? I bet you she was a Donnie T supporter. I bet you that Vanessa was. All right, so anyway, here's more of the podcast now.